So let's review. The Gemara Masechtas Menachas rules, Menchasa b'neskeim afil l'machar. It's permitted to bring a communal carbon on one day, and its wine libations on the following day. The Gemara now inquires, Nesachim abom afne atzma tun shira oy ein tun shira? When wine libations are offered on their own, do they require shira or not? Perhaps they do require shira, because Rabbi Yehudah says, Einem shira ala aliyayin. Shira is only said over wine, and so this applies even if they are brought on their own. Or perhaps they do not require shira, because alachil v'shtiya amrinan, ashtiya luchadol amrinan. We only sing shira when there is both eating and drinking, i.e. a carbon with nesachim, when the mezbech consumes both meat and wine. The Gemara cites a braisa as proof. Good events happen on dates when other positive events occurred, and unfortunate events happen on dates when other negative events occurred. For example, Amru kishachar v'abayis perishayin o'itzayim tishabav haya o'matzashabas haya o'matzashviyas haysa. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tishabav, which was on a Sunday during the year following Shemitah. And at the time, the Kahanim and Levim were standing on their platform singing Shira. They were saying the Pasuk, V'yashav aleim es'ayim b'ras mitzmisim, and l'yispiku lem yitzmisim Hashem alikein, atshabo oivim v'kavshim. They did not manage to conclude the Pasuk with Hashem's name before they were conquered. V'chem b'shniyah. The destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash also took place on Tishba. The Gemara explains why they were saying Shira. Ilei mida'ilas chayva, v'shev asa b'tamas bat la'tamad. It cannot have been during an obligatory communal carbon because the offering, the carbon tamid, seized on Shiva Asa B'tamas. Rather, the Gemara suggests in the Sachem, they were singing Shir while bringing the Sachem. However, the Gemara rejects this proof because Shir D'yayme L'Hashem Aretzim Alaya V'yashav Alei Mas'ayinim B'Shir D'Arba B'Shabahu. Why would they be singing the Shir of Wednesday on Sunday? Therefore, we must explain Shir Shaloy Ala Carbon. They were singing Shir without accompanying any carbon, and Ilya Ba'alma Hu D'Nafalu B'Pamaya. They happened to recite this lament. However, we cannot say b'nasachem leima. We should also say shir voluntarily when bringing the sachem alone, because nafik minachurva. If we're not obligated to say shir during the sachem, then it should be forbidden to do so, because people might come to think that the shir accompanying a korban chayva is also voluntary. The Gemara now elaborates on the brisa's claim that the korban took place in the year after Shemitah, and cites another brisa. The pasuk says be'esem v'chamish shana l'gula seinu b'reish hashana ba'asla chaydish b'arba asrei shana acher ashahuksa ha'ir. Yecheskel speaking during the 14th year after the Chorban. The Pasuk says this was on Rosh Hashanah on the 10th of the month. And the Gemara explains, Ezehi Shana Sheresh Hashanah Ba'asa L'Chaydish, Havayim Ezeh Yevil. This must refer to the Yevil year when Yom Kippur is also called Rosh Hashanah, since that is when its special halachas begin. Now, L'chad B'Shavu, L'chad B'Shavu Tamni. L'chad B'Shavu Achrina, Chamesh Esrei Havid. From the Yevil year going back two cycles to a post Shemitah year, is 15 years, not 14. The Gemara explains, Barba Esrei Shana Achar Shana Shehuksa'ir. The pasuk refers to 14 years after the year of the Churban, totaling 15 years after the Churban. The Gemara cites another related brisa. We know that Shana Rishayna Kibish Ninve, Shnia Olav Kibish Yaakov. During the first year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar conquered Ninve, and during his second year, he conquered Yerushalayim. Thus, the brisa explains, Golub B'Sheva, Golub B'Shemayna, Golub Yutches, Golub B'Yutes. They were exiled in the 7th and 8th year, and in the 18th and 19th years, and the Gemara explains, Galu b'sheva l'kibush ha'yakim she'ishmoinu l'nebuchadnetzer. Galu b'shmoinu esu l'kibush ha'yakim she'hi tesha esu l'nebuchadnetzer. The first exile was in the 7th year to the conquest of Yehoiakim, which was the 8th year of his, Nebuchadnezzar's reign. And then the second exile was with Tzidkiyahu 11 years later, in the 18th year to Yehoiakim's conquest, which is the 19th year to Nebuchadnetzar's rule. The Gemara asks, m'sheva tamni srei chad srei. From the 7th until the 18th year is 11 years. V'chamesh Esrei, and we add the 15 years since the Korban, as we explained earlier. If so, Es V'shis Havya, the Yevil year was 26 years after the first Galus, not 25. The Gemara answers, L'bar Mishat to the Golubah. This calculation as well does not include the year of the exile itself. The Pasuk refers to 25 years after the year of the exile. The Gemara now discusses the last part of the Braisa, V'chim B'shniyah. The Gemara assumes that this means that the second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed in the post-Shemitah year. The Gemara questions this assumption. The second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. Now, Arba Meya Tamanya Yevli, Arba Srei Tri Shavua Pashul Shis. 400 years is 8 Yevil cycles. 14 years is 2 Shemitah cycles, with 6 years remaining. Thus, Havali B'Shita B'Shavua, the Churban seems to have occurred in the 6th year of a Shemitah cycle. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda, Damishnas Chamishim Oy Lekan Ulekan. Yehuda holds that the 50th year of one cycle is also the first year of the next cycle. Therefore, Aisi Temani Mitmani Yevli, Vahani Shiz, Hava Arbeser, Ishtakech, the Bemotze Shvi is Harv. We deduct 1 year from each of the 8 Yevil cycles. Added to the remaining 6 years, this equals 14 years or 2 additional Shemitah cycles. Thus, the Churban occurred the year after Shemitah, as previously stated. The Gemara points out that the Reish of the Braisa is not consistent with Rabbi Yehuda, and cites another Braisa. Shiva Aser Yevilis Manu Yisrael Meshenichnu Sula Arts Vachi Yetu. There were 17 Yevil cycles from when we entered Eretz Yisrael until the Churban. The Braisa explains the calculation, which results in the Churban occurring 14 years before Yevil, as the Braisa stated in the Reish. However, the Braisa's calculation assumes 50 years for each Yevil cycle. And so the Gemara asks, E Rabbi Yehuda, Aisei Shivsri Meshivsri Yevli, Shadehani Havali Betzlasa Meshavua. We need to deduct the 17 years from the total, and even if we deduct the 14 years that Eretz Yisrael was conquered and divided, we're left with 3 years, which means that the Churban occurred after the 3rd year of a Shemitah cycle. The Gemara answers, Hanach Shnei Deglinus Acher, but the Asir Miyadrinu, Lekachashbu. The years during which the 10 tribes were exiled are not counted. When Yirmiyah brought them back in the 18th year of the rule of Yeshua HaMelech, they began counting Yevil cycles anew. This date indeed leads to an exact calculation of the Churban taking place following a Shemitah year. The Gemara suggests an alternative explanation of the Braisa. Lo'ilam Rabban, the end of the Braisa that states that the second Churban followed at a Shemitah year does follow the opinion of the Rabban, who count 50 years for each Shemitah cycle. However, Kikatani v'chem b'shnei ashara. The Braisa meant that the other details, such as the date and day of the week, were the same as the first Churban, but not that the second Churban also took place during a post-Shemitah year. The Gemara offers another way to explain the Braisa according to Rabban. Hanach Shes Shnei Ad Salik Ezra Umakdish Lekachash Lehu. The 6 years from when the Beis Hamikdash was built until Ezra came and sanctified the land are not counted. Therefore, we only count 414 years, which equals exactly 8 Yevil cycles and 2 Shemitah cycles. And so, the Churban took place immediately after the Shemitah year.